Yo, it's 11:07 a.m. It's later than I wanted to wake up. Get off my back. Don't worry about it. Oh, man, I got nothing. I saw Upgrade last night. I was good. Go see Upgrade. Unless you don't like really cool movies, then don't see Upgrade. Go see that boat movie. We're on a boat adrift. I don't know if that might be good too. I haven't seen it. I'm just gonna go into the news because I'm feeling stupid right now. And I got nothing to say. Man dies on Mount Everest during ASK. There is FM cryptocurrency promotional stunt. So what? If you climb Mount Everest, you get some of this weird new money that nobody knows how to use? Sure. Is it still going on? Can I do it? I'll go climb Mount Everest. You give me some money. How much money take? I want at least $700 in your Ask FM cryptocurrency coin. At least $700. I'll go climb Mount Everest. You gotta help out with the. How much does a Sherpa cost? That costs. Do they just do it for the love of the game, or do you gotta give them money? Throw in a Sherpa. I feel like I'm saying that wrong. I'll climb Mount Everest. Oh, Mount Everest sounds gross. So many dead people. Just like you're just climbing over fucking corpses. Mexico slaps tariffs on U.S. steel agricultural products. Oh man, it's heating up. We're gonna crush Mexico and Canada and make them ours. That's like, why are you building the wall? Why don't you just say Mexico? You're American now. Oh shit, look how big we got. Say Canada, you want in? Oh, you want in, baby. Because if you, it's either you're in or you're out. You want to go to war? We won't. And then we'll have then North America will just be America. So I'm looking forward to that. Because then you don't got to take your passport to go down to Mexico. Leave the laws in Mexico the same. See, that's a states' rights issue. Mexico's a big country to be a state, but we'll figure it out. I just think people should be able to go to Mexico, buy illegal pharmaceuticals, and then drive back without getting hassled by Border Patrol people. And then this whole wall thing isn't even an issue. Because they're Americans. I think it makes perfect sense. It's a win-win all around. Oh, I'm not going to read that. That's a terrible story. Oh. Miss America pageant scrapping swimsuits. They're no longer going to have the swimsuit competition, and they're not judging on looks. We might get, and I think this is big, our first real ugly Miss America. Then at least it'll be notable. Who even knows who the last Miss America? I don't know the last who. I couldn't name you one Miss America ever. There is the one that's on Fox News. I wonder how many Miss Americas will become Fox News anchors after they get rid of the swimsuit beauty competition. But maybe not ugly, but you know, maybe you got the what you take away the beauty swimsuit limit of Miss America, it could be anybody. Like, we could have an old lady. Do they have age limits? Let's just find the best lady in the whole country. We don't doesn't matter. If you sit next to her on a train, you'll have a nice time. She'll talk to you, but she won't annoy you. That's Miss America. Knows a lot about different topics, but doesn't but lets you talk as well. That's Miss America. And I don't know what you do about the sash. Are they getting rid of the evening wear? I bet you they're keeping the evening wear, and then they're just going to make those dresses practically swimsuits. They're like, oh, we're not judging you in your swimsuit now. Let's see the evening wear and the pickup, and you know, I don't know. I was gonna try to think of some scenario where they would make the contestants bend over to pick something up, and act like, oh, this is just part of the. Or they'll have some, oh, well, we're doing physical fitness. Now put on your workout clothes and jog in place. They'll think of something. Or just get rid of Miss America pageant. You can do that. Get rid of these little kid pageants and get rid of the whole thing. It's weird. That's a bad one. All right. One more. I don't know how many more stories. U.S. arrest man for trying to spy for China. Well, China, we caught your spy. Now, I don't know. What do? We trade him for one of our spies? Give us a spy back. I would never be a spy. Being a spy, it's just, I mean, I like lying to people and getting away with it, but not if I'm going to get thrown in prison. That's too high stakes for me. All right, let's do. Doctors hail world first as woman's advanced breast cancer is eradicated. So are they curing breast cancer? Does that mean that'll end all the breast cancer pink stuff? Because I kind of like that. It's fun. Even if you cure it, maybe still we want awareness. We like to make things pink for a month. Is that so? Things that wouldn't normally be earth tones, we make pink. And I don't know, it's kind of enjoyable. But I'm all for getting rid of breast cancer. But is that different than regular cancer? If you cure breast cancer, do you cure all cancer? What the fuck with this cancer shit? It's a real bummer, man. All of it. Supreme Court rules in favor of Colorado baker who refused to make wedding cake for gay couple for religious reasons. Now, I saw this yesterday, and I read about and they tried to do this thing where they. The ruling wasn't against the gay couple. It was for this fucking dumb fuck baker dipshit who said he was being discriminated against because they took his religion into account or something. I just don't understand how you open a business and you say I can't serve a gay person. It's against my religion to fuck off.
And what if a Nazi went into a Jewish bakery? Suck my fucking dick with that analogy, please. Fuck that analogy. Can lick my fucking asshole. And it's just no baker would want to bake a Nazi cake. You fuck. Oh, that's right. Only the Jewish baker would not want to make a swastika cake. You fucking boob. Not you listening. The person that said that. That's the argument I've heard multiple times. You know how Jewish people don't... You know how the Jews hate Nazis? And how the rest of us are fucking cool with it? Well, what if they had to make a Nazi cake and not a good Christian baker? I don't know. Fuck off. This is a terrible episode. I'm sorry. I still haven't gotten it. After all these episodes, it still doesn't flow out of me. It's still not a good show. You're still listening, and I appreciate it. It'll get good. I feel like it's inevitable. And once it does, be like, you see, it took 7 years of this. But isn't it worth it now to have a slightly entertaining podcast that people enjoy? I think it's worth it. See you tomorrow. We love you.